Disappointing end to what was a tough 70 minutes of football.
Absolutely, very disappointing. I suppose we had a disappointing start in that we didn't really get out of the blocks until they were very much in control, maybe 4-0 or whatever it was. Then we stemmed the tide and we battled our way back into the game. And I think we were a bit flattered to be 7-6 up at half time.
I was going to ask you.
We really didn't deserve to be, but we took it. And because of that, we felt that in the second half we could push on and get something out of the game. And I think we were good enough in the early part of the second half. We seemed to have been good. I think we put ourselves into a 3-point lead at one stage. But then the critical time was when they got four unanswered points then to push away from us late in the game, and I think the boys showed a lot of courage and a lot of determination to fight back to the 1-point game. Mm-hmm. And within that time we had three or four chances of being better than that. Mm-hmm. But we didn't take them. So you know, you have to pay the price when chances present themselves and you don't take them in numbers like that. Then there's fine margins in this division we're in, and you know that's the difference between two valuable league points, one valuable league point, and none.
Yeah.
And that's where we find ourselves now. Yeah. So,
and we had a couple of situations there where balls dropped short, or half a hand got to the last pass.
Even once he's out in the middle of the field, two of our men went for the same ball. You know, and either one of them would have got it, been a good ball to get.
Yeah.
The two of them went for it. You have to say, you can't blame them for it. The two of them were determined to get the ball, but it ended up that none of them got it. So I think the players showed a lot of courage, put in a lot of hard work. And it's very hard on players when they put in that amount of work and get nothing out of it. But nothing in terms of league points, but I think they get plenty out of it in terms of what they're capable of, and it's just a matter of tidying up and obviously the finishing side of things. And if we had a better handle on that tonight, then we could be in a very much better place.
Now, do you think is a confidence suffering a wee bit with that sort of defeat last week, defeat this week, and narrow defeat particularly this week?
I don't think the confidence is. No, I don't think it's an issue. I think it's. I think it's just one of those things that, you know, teams go through phases, and maybe we've been through it for too long, of creating lots of chances and just not finishing the amount of chances that we score. Not saying you're going to finish them all, but we need to finish a better percentage of them. And you know, for a number of games and crucial games of the last couple of years, we didn't manage to do that. So it is something we have to think a lot about and see can we create something that's going to bring us to a better place.
In terms of, I mean, conditions were good, there was no breeze or whatever, once or twice, you know, players lost foot and the ball just bounced away at an inopportune moment.
That's true. I mean, at this time of year, even with a slight frost going on the grass there at the end, it was a little bit slippery. People wouldn't appreciate that from the stand. So yes, an odd slip takes place. And plus, the speed at which boys turn nowadays and twisting and turning, like, they go down because there's a real energy about the drive that they're going for the ball. Any wee change of direction makes that happen. So it's not easy out there. And, you know, I think it's a credit to the players.
Absolutely,
that they brought the standard of game that they did tonight. And I think that for the spectators who didn't have a vested interest in this game, I think they would have enjoyed it.
It was a good one to watch. Huh?
Yeah.
Their bench made a significant contribution pretty late in that second half.
Well, they did. They had a lot of good players to come off the bench, and both seasoned players, serious players who have been around the block for quite a while, and I think they had a good balance in that tonight. The people who come on who knew how to play in difficult and tight games like that and performed well.
And from our point of view, Crone's point of view, we're sitting in a situation where we're 2 points. So this means that the next game out is even... is even more important, really.
Yeah, well, every game's important because, you know, there's a target of a certain number of points that people would suggest. You need at least 6 to be safe, and we're 4 off that at the minute. So it's not a good place we're in, but it is where we are, and it's still in our own hands to pull out of that. So, you know, every game's a knockout status from here on.